help us to commence our service tonight with hymn 399. 399. Amidst 10,000 anxious cares, the world and Satan's deep-laid snares, this my incessant cry shall be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. 399.
Let us read together from the Word of God. And Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapters 1 and 2. Ephesians, chapters 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the truth, heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come ye might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Dear Lord, it is thy mercy and kindness that once again a little company of poor sinners found assembled in thy house, even now this Sabbath day. Dear Lord, we are sinners. But oh, that we may know, Lord, that which we have just read, that he came and preached to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Dear Lord, one may speak for others, we have been afar off. But oh, that we may now be made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh, the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You, Lord, we are sinners. Thou art that blessed, glorious Saviour, the Redeemer, the one who came to this earth to suffer, bleed and die, and to pay that ultimate price of the redemption of the souls of those of whom he loved, whom thou didst love, Lord Jesus, or that they might be with thee at last in glory in heaven. Or one said, why me, why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Lord, and that would have been, Lord, the eternal state of us, were it not for thy free salvation, were it not for thy love, for thy mercy, that thou didst condescend to come to seek and to save that which was lost, that had been driven away. Oh, we do desire to humbly acknowledge thy goodness, thy kindness, that thou shouldest lay by thy glory to come to this earth to seek and to save such as we are. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, do help us. Help us then to look up. Help us to look to thee. Why, there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, whereby we can be saved. It's the name of Jesus. Oh, the name of Jesus, how sweet it sounds in our believer's ear. Soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, drives away his fears. And dear Lord, do graciously help us. Bless us and be with us. Undertake for us, Lord Jesus, we pray, and be near us. Oh, dear Lord, and there should be any, Lord, here tonight. Oh, that thou wouldest put forth thy hand and stretch thy hand, Lord, and save them, Lord, from going over the brink and going over, Lord, where hope and mercy can never come. Dear Lord, do snatch them as brands from the burning. Do make them trophies of thy grace. Oh, and give them to know, Lord Jesus, that thou art prayer hearing and a prayer answering God, how to say to the uttermost, why, the prophet said, who is like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy. And dear Lord, we do pray that even this night there may be that, Lord, that shall redound to thy praise and thy glory in our worship here this evening hour. Gracious Lord, do bless. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou grant to us each, dear Lord, that true repentance, that godly sorrow, oh, that repentance that needs not to be repented of, the broken heart, the contrite spirit, the heart that trembles at thy word, the cry that pleads for mercy, to be found like the publican in the temple crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, and we are sinners. Lord, may we truly and rightly acknowledge it. But Lord, may we also plead thy blood that does for sin atone, the blood whereby the Church of God is freed. Dear Lord, then, do graciously help us and be with us here this evening hour. Thou knowest, seest, understandest just how each and every one has come to the service tonight. Dear Lord, do graciously remember each for good. Do abundantly bless, to be very near, to be gracious. O empty, send none away. May there indeed be a portion for seven and also for eight. May there be a Ruth's portion. May there, dear Lord, be the words that drop forth from thy lips. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that sinners may be given ears to hear and hearts to receive, and may go home with the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. May go home with that handful of purpose, that which to beat out before thee at the throne of grace, at the footstool of mercy. And dear Lord, do bless thy word. Oh Lord, we do pray now, use then a poor instrument in thy name to thy praise and thy glory. We ask thee, Lord, remember now, bless indeed this little church and congregation here. Do bless them, be near them, be round about them, Lord. Make known thy love and mercy to them. Be gracious and be with them, Lord. And oh, may there be those signs following the preaching of thy word. May there be souls for hire and seals to the ministry. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt graciously work in the hearts of each and all. There are those, Lord, whom thou hast worked in, whom thou hast blessed. We pray thou'lt go on and bless them still and comfort their hearts, confirm their souls, and bless them indeed. And there are those here that come seeking a portion for their souls. Lord, we do pray they may have that portion. Thou hast promised that my people shall be satisfied with the fatness of my house. So, Lord, may one and another tonight be satisfied, yea, even with a crumb of mercy from the Master's table, a droplet of water from salvation's wells. Lord, to come like that dear woman who cried out, Lord, help me, and then said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. Lord, do be near to such, we pray. Lord, any that feel perhaps to be afar off, oh dear Lord, maybe, Lord, tempted by the adversary that there's no hope for them, that there is nothing in religion for them. But Lord, for all that, they've come to chapel tonight. And Lord, they've come, no doubt, with a little who can tell. They come with a hope that there might be something for them. There might be that crumb of mercy. Or that their cry may be found and is found in that opening hymn, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Lord, do appear to such. Do reveal thyself to seeking souls and be with them. Thou hast promised in thy word, and thou hast said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Then be near them, be gracious. Oh, forbid it, Lord, but is there any, Lord, that have come unconcerned? Dear Lord, do have mercy. And don't let them go home unconcerned. May they come up, go home with an aching void that this world cannot fill. Again, where the cry, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Then, dear Lord, do bless, we pray. Oh, we pray thou Lord, put forth thy hand and quicken souls into divine life. Dear Lord, and thou wilt call them, whoever they are and wherever they are. Oh, the vile, the base. Oh, but Lord, may they all be found as dependents of thy grace. And Lord, hear our poor prayers we ask. Pray then that thou be with us now. Remember each and all. Remember our friends, the deacons here. Undertake for them and graciously help them in their cares and burdens, responsibilities. Undertake for them, bless them. And we do pray that remember each and all, from the eldest to the youngest. It may be that the youngest, Lord, is not here tonight. But dear Lord, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember this church and congregation. Abundantly bless them. And oh, dear Lord, do work amongst them, we pray thee. We do pray that remember the young ones, Lord, particularly those that maybe have left school, college, university. Provide for them. Oh, provide for them in many ways. Oh, they need employment. Lord, do direct them. They need loved ones. We pray that direct them. They need a home. Direct them. Pray, dear Lord, then, that they may be able to say in a day to come that the Lord directed, the Lord made his goodness pass before. Dear Lord, then, do graciously help. We do pray that thou remember others. Think of various ones, Lord, laid aside. We pray thy healing hand, restoration, to be given and granted to them and restore them to health and strength, we pray, be near. Lord, we miss some of the children. We pray that thou graciously help. We ask thee, Lord, then to be with us now. As we think of others, think of various ones, Lord, that have undergone some surgery. Dear Lord, do heal, do restore. Bless what has been done to them and for them. Grant healing. And then, Lord, as others it may be, they have to undergo treatment. Lord, we pray that remember them. Lord, there's some, Lord, with what is feared to be terminal illness. We pray that stand by them and with them. Lord, and oh, that they may be able to say with the dear psalmist, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Do bless them. And dear Lord, and indeed do fit and prepare us each for that moment, that time, when we must exchange time for eternity. Oh, to be ready, to have our receipt stamped and marked paid in the Redeemer's blood. To be washed, to be cleansed, to be clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. Then, dear Lord, do hear our prayers. We pray again, dear Lord, for our nation, appear for us. The virus, Lord, that's very much in our midst, we pray, if it please thee, thou wilt take it away. Yet, Lord, we know not thy will. So may we pray according to thy will. But dear Lord, we ask thee, we may be preserved from it, kept from it, if it please thee. And dear Lord, we do pray that thou would hear prayer, that it may be sanctified, Lord, to our nation. There may be a turning to God and to godliness. There may be a forsaking of the ways of sin and iniquity. Gracious Lord, do hear prayer. Oh, and we do pray, Lord, that thou govern those that govern us and do guide and direct them in the affairs of state, we pray. Help them. Be with our Queen and the royal household. Undertake for them and Watch over them, preserve and keep, we pray. Help us then to bear one another before thee. And Lord, do be with each and all. And with any particular trial, trouble or difficulty, Lord, do remember. Help us to praise thee now for all thy mercy and kindness, goodness to us. Because our lives are strewn with mercies. They're new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. Oh, we have much to be truly thankful for. The roof over our heads, the beds we lie on, the comforts we enjoy. We thank thee, Lord, that we can come into thy house unhindered, Lord, and we do pray that his mercies may be continued to us. Lord, we fear that maybe in a day or two we shall hear some further restrictions because of the virus. We do pray, Lord, that we may still be permitted to meet together in thy house. Dear Lord, do then hear our prayers. Pardon every sin. Make up where we fail in asking, forgive where we ask amiss, and be with us now. Lord, do come and fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come and open one's mouth, touch my lips with that life call from off that heavenly altar. As we prayed, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sing hymn 302. Hymn 302. If unto Jesus thou art bound, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. A worldly crowd to din thy ears, and crowds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. Hymn 302.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention again to Paul's epistle to the Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. That my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. That my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We spoke a little this morning of this verse by way of things of providence, those things that God's people are brought into. But you say, the things of providence, but even so, the child of God takes those matters to the Lord in prayer. It's different to the ungodly. The ungodly don't take their providential matters to the Lord in prayer. But God's dear children do. And they lay them before the Lord. Yes, and sometimes they say, why? Why has this happened? Yes, you remember back again in the book of Kings, there's Naaman, isn't there? Why? A leper. Why? And he was told by the prophet to go and wash in Jordan 7 times. But why? Why not? Are not the rivers of Damascus better than the river of Jordan? But he was submissive eventually to the Lord's will, to the word of the prophet, yes, that he would go. He would dip himself in Jordan 7 times. And he was healed. Yes, friends, and sometimes you and I, we have to be submissive to the Lord's will. That happens, friends, in things in providence and grace, to be submissive to him. But you see, the end result is, my God, but my God shall supply all your need. Yes. Oh, this great God, this God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. This thought just comes to mind, and it may be concerning one or more, but there's a path. Yes, that you and I perhaps have to undertake. And everything perhaps seems to be hedged up. You cannot see your way clear. No, but this all, you say, my God shall supply all your need. Israel came out of Egypt. And they came to the Red Sea, and there seemed to be no seemed to be. And dear soul, and that's perhaps where you are tonight. There seems to be no way out of this. But you will remember, yes, now that Israel had got no way. But God found a way. My God shall supply all your need. He will make his goodness pass. He made a way where there's no way. Yes. He can bring down mountains. Yes. And he can make a way through the Red Sea. Yes. That which is impossible with men is possible with God. With my God. This God is my God. My God is able to stack water as he did with the children of Israel. They went through the Red Sea. Man can't stack water. No. But my God shall supply all your need. Yes, dear soul, and for you, that which tonight seems impossible, this all is not impossible with him. Is not impossible with him. But my God shall supply all your need. But then we went on to speak here this morning about this blessed what God has supplied, provided. Oh, he's provided a blessed Saviour. And we spent quite a bit of time this morning on this rich provision that the dear Lord Jesus is unto his people. But again, now, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It is all. What is your need tonight? Oh, do I hear someone say, I need a hiding place. I need a refuge. You know, back here again in the book of Psalms and in the ninth psalm, it reads like this, ninth psalm and the ninth verse. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. He will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. A refuge is that place of safety, is it not? Where a sinner may feel safe and be safe. Just a very simple illustration, but we have on our main roads where those refuges in the middle of the road where we can cross part way and through one lane of traffic and then take the other lane of traffic. And there on that island, that refuge, we're safe, generally speaking. I know accidents happen, but that's the design of them, is to keep us safe. Yes, dear soul. And why? And a sinner that, a soul that feels their need of a saviour also feels their need of a place of refuge. Why? One thinks of dear Hezekiah. Yes. Why? Oh, how. You see, the Lord had visited him by his servant Isaiah the prophet. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall. He weeps sore. He flees to this place of refuge. He pours out his heart before the Lord. He asks and prays. Oh, like a crane, so did I chatter. I did mourn like a dove. O Lord, undertake for me. Yes, and sometimes, my friends, even in that place of refuge, there on the centre of the road, why, with traffic whizzing by the one way and the other, you may not feel safe. But, dear soul, we're safe. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Yes, dear soul, we flee to him. But, dear soul, there's this as well, is there not? This place of refuge. This is where dear Hezekiah came, I believe. Came where that place, that mercy seat, where Moses commanded to make the tabernacle and the mercy seat. And there was given a blessed promise. And dear soul, and it wasn't given just to Moses. It wasn't given just to the children of Israel in that day. It was given also to sinners sitting in Swayze Chapel tonight. And there I will meet with thee and commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims. Where is it? Dear soul. It's down there, dear soul, on your knees. It's there, dear soul, the upward glance of the eye when none but God is near. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, as Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Ah, yes, and there I will meet with thee and commune with thee. Why, there's a lovely word here regarding this refuge in the epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 6. And what is it the dear apostle tells us here? That by two immutable things. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us. Dear soul, have you fled for refuge? But my God shall supply all your need. Yes. A refuge for sinners. The gospel makes known. 'Tis found in the merits of Jesus alone. Oh, what a blessed refuge. A refuge, place, yes, all of safety. Yes. Other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me, not alone, still support and comfort me. And then, dear soul, next to a refuge sometimes of this, there's a hiding place. The sinner wants a hiding place. My God shall supply all your need. Yes, and he supplies this a hiding place. And we read here in the prophecy of Isaiah again, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, a covert from this tempest. Yes. A man shall be as an hiding place. To hide there beneath the sheltering blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And this, the dear Lord, you say, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. And yes, and what has the Lord said? He says this, there's this blessed, glorious invitation to you, poor soul, tonight. Come, my people, Enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. Yes. Shut thy doors about thee and hide thyself for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. Yes, dear soul, this blessed hiding place. Oh, safety again. Yes, from the adversary of your soul and mine. But my God shall supply all your need. But perhaps someone says, but you know, I only wished I knew really how to pray. Well, dear soul, you're not the first one that said that, and you won't be the last. Whilst the earth remaineth, you won't be the last. Oh, if I only knew how to pray, how to order my words aright before the Lord. At the throne of grace. Ah, so you do know the throne of grace. You do know then the throne of grace. And you do get there from time to time. Oh yes, but my prayers are so poor. But dear soul, the Lord has promised this, to regard, yes, the prayers of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. Why, dear soul, that dear woman that came to the Lord Jesus Christ with that poor demented daughter, the one that cried out, Lord, help me. Do you think she really thought she had prayed a wonderful prayer? She didn't. But I tell you this, it was wrung out of her heart of sheer necessity. And dear soul, and that's what matters. That's what matters. Dear soul, it's the sincerity that matters. It's not the volume of words, it's the sincerity that's found in your heart and mine. But then again, my God shall supply all your need. What did again the apostle say to us here in Romans? Why, he says to us this, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect, rather justice? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who also maketh intercession for us. Yes, dear soul, he takes your prayers and mine, yes, dear soul, and he presents them to God the Father in his own name. Blessed be his glorious name. And he makes intercession. Why, one example that comes to mind, which perhaps comes to your mind as well, there's Peter, and Peter is said this, hasn't he? That, Lord, I'll go to prison, I'll go to death. I'll not deny thee. Yes. Peter, yes. Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. There's intercession for dear Peter. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, dear soul, he intercedes for us. Yes. Oh, he lives to it. Yes, dear soul, yes, he died. He died at Calvary's cross. He rose again. And he then ascended into heaven to sit down at the right hand of the Father, there to make intercession for us. Dear soul, approximately 2,000 years ago, and he's still making intercession for his people. And say, my soul, why not for thee? And he knows where the broken heart is, where the contrite spirit is. He knows those that tremble at his word. And he knows all about your difficulties and all your troubles and trials, all your adversities, all your downsittings and uprisings. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. You see, he says, come unto me, dear soul. Well, how are you and I going to come? Nothing in my hand I bring. That's how we're going to come. But dear soul, we're going to come just as we are, pleading his name, his blood, his righteousness, his finished work. Ah, Lord, for thine own great namesake, oh, that he may intercede for us. And why, we cannot pass by this without mentioning John 17, can we? Oh, the intercessory prayer of the dear Lord Jesus here. Oh, what a prayer. You read it at your leisure when you get home. But it says, I pray for them. Here's his intercession. I pray for them. Now, them. It reads in the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. It reads there, doesn't it? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Them. And the Lord Jesus prays for them here. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. So, dear soul, he prays for his people. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and nor with a soul part. He toils through life and pants through death, and cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. I pray for them, all them that the Father hath given me. And why, and I mentioned this verse this morning, I believe. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which has given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. But my God shall supply all your need. But then perhaps there's one here that feels so very, very guilty of all this sin and transgression. You're hanging your head down tonight, poor soul in shame. Yes. And you know, perhaps you feel like someone has done wrong in the land and they'll be taken to court to face the judges, the magistrate. You just feel, if only you had got someone to represent your case. Well, dear soul, yes, the dear Lord Jesus takes your case. And dear soul, and he is this blessed, glorious mediator. Mediator is one, is it not, who brings peace and reconciliation between those divided parties. And dear soul, and you to feel divided, how can I approach unto God? He is holy, is just, is one that does not, cannot look upon sin but with abhorrence. And I am verily guilty. But there is, yes, what is it Paul again says to us here? Here in his letter to Timothy. And there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And he mediates. Yes, and it brings peace and reconciliation between his people and divine, holy, offended majesty. Oh, and yes, dear soul, and this peace, why, he said, did he not, there in John 14, to his disciples, to his disciples there in that day, and to his people still today, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Yes, dear soul, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled. Peace by his cross as Jesus made, the church's everlasting head. Tis all our peace by his cross. The dear Lord Jesus Christ, he came to this world to seek and to save and to bring peace and reconciliation then between sinners and a holy God. But there was a price. There was a price to be paid. And it wasn't cheap. It was very expensive. It was indeed his own heart blood. Greater love had no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Than a man lay down his life for his friends. And our blessed Saviour, our glorious Redeemer, this glorious mediator. Yes, dear soul, he laid down his life for poor sinners. Why, John the Baptist, what did he say in his ministry regarding the Lord Jesus Christ? Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, yes, all, and the dear Lord Jesus Christ then, why, he offered himself as that sacrifice for sin and all uncleanness. Yes. He offered himself as a sacrifice. He paid the price for the redemption of his people with his own heart's blood. You see, dear soul, my God shall supply all your need. All these riches of his grace are all found here, dear soul, in this blessed, glorious word. There's redemption now. Oh, redemption. Yes. Ah, redeemed. Redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Why, and yes, yes, all, and the Lord says this to us, does he not? Again, by his servant Isaiah. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. For I have redeemed thee. Ah, redemption, the glorious work of God's grace, the riches of his grace, redeemed. Ah, with the precious blood of Christ. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Oh, friends, and, you know, the child of God will say something like this. Lord, make thyself more and more precious to my poor, never-dying soul. Oh, the blood of Christ divinely flows, a healing balm for all our woes. A healing balm. For all our woes. Yes. The blood of Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Yes, you're not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, received by tradition of the elders of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. Oh, yes, it is with the precious blood of Christ. Oh, yes, the blood of Christ. Why, what did the dear hymn writer say to us in our last hymn in our book? Why, it's this precious blood that he speaks of. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. Listen, dear soul, what mighty sum paid all my debt when I a bondman stood, and as my soul at freedom set, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor lets one guilty blemish stay? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Listen, sinner, what voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good, and from the curse has set me free? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What theme, my soul, shall best employ thy heart before thy God, and make all heaven to ring with joy? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Oh, friends, yes, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Ah, dear soul, it's an amazing sight. It's a wonderful experience, and not everyone has it. I realise that. But it's all to be sprinkled with the precious blood of Christ. The children of Israel, why, they came out of Egypt. This was a type, of course, of the Lord Jesus. There was the lamb that was slain. The blood was collected in a basin Then they used hyssop to sprinkle upon the doorposts and lintels of their dwelling places. And God gave this promise. My God shall supply all your need. And when I, the mighty God, the great I am that I am, when I see the blood, I will, not I might, I will pass over you. Yes, the children of Israel, they were passed over that momentous night. And oh dear soul, that your soul and mine may be sprinkled with the blood of Christ. And that blessed promise might be yours and mine also. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood of my dear Son, shed on Calvary's cross. Yes, and to know this all that he died there for you and I. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. When I see the blood. Yes. Dear soul, and you know, when Jesus was there in Gethsemane's garden, what was he doing? Yes, he was sweating, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. But I know I've mentioned this before, but it all, it's so sweet. It's so sweet. And he prayed there in Gethsemane's garden. Yeah, there, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Then he said this, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Yes, and the dear psalmist takes up your case and mine, dear soul. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Dear soul, and when he was there, in prayer to his Father, and being submissive to his Father's will, to go through, with this that was upon him, to pay the sacrifice of the sin of his people. And this all he should say, nevertheless, not my will, but thine. Oh, and there it is. Oh, when there it is. Oh, when he says, nevertheless, I believe he saw and he viewed and he knew for all for whom he died, for all of whom he would suffer, for all of whom he would pay redemption's price. So that, yes, it is true. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. My God, but my God shall supply all your need. Somebody says, but I'm a poor beggar. Yes, and a beggar's needs is all found in Christ Jesus the Lord, according to the riches of his grace. Yes, dear Hannah, she spoke about being a beggar, didn't she? Yes, dear soul, but you know what she said? Why, about being this beggar? Why, she says this. Yes, he raises up the poor out of the dust. Beggar's needs all in Christ. My God shall supply all your need. He raises up the beggar. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory and to make them. There's the word again. There in John 17, to make them inherit the throne of glory. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. But my God shall supply all your need. Well, yes, it may be this. You know, we need sometimes guidance. Yes, and the dear psalmist prayed for this, did he not, in Psalm 73. Thou wilt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. He says this, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Oh, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Yes, and again, you need the Lord to guide you. Did I not quote this in prayer this evening? Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And what did the dear psalmist say? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leadeth me beside the still waters. But he says there, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus the Lord. It's all. That fullness. A fullness resides in Jesus our head, and ever abides to answer our need. I think it's in the following book, Colossians. Why the apostle said, yes, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And it does dwell there. It does dwell there. Why? Yes, dear soul. We haven't mentioned our reading tonight, have we? We must close, but there's this thought, is there not? That my God shall supply all your need. Yes, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. My God shall supply all your need. And you hath he quickened. And you hath he quickened. A sinner that now prays. Didn't pray once before. Perhaps you didn't pray last week. You never prayed up till recently. Some day last week something happened and you began to pray. That's just where the prodigal was, you know. He began to pray. Saul of Tarsus, boy, it was said to Ananias, behold, he prayeth. Yes, dear heart. And you say, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Yes, dear soul, my God shall supply all your need. Well, I must leave these few rambling remarks tonight. But, you know, there's much, much more about this riches are in glory, according to the riches of his glory. You see, there's abundance. There's an abundance. Why, we've we come to the autumn season of the year, and why we see some of the fruit trees. Oh, and there's, yes, the apples. Oh, and there's an abundance on some of those trees. The boughs are weighing down with the weight of those apples. Yes. Yes, oh. And yes, and there's an abundance of divine supply. Everything, dear soul, that you can think of is found. An answer is found in Christ Jesus the Lord. Blessed be his glorious name. But my God shall supply all your need. Yes, dear soul, and yes, dear soul, that when we come to the end, and my God shall supply all your need. Why, the apostle, what did he say? Yes, it was here in Philippians, wasn't it? For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Yes, but he says, I am in a strait betwixt two, having the desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Dear Jacob, why, the Lord appeared to him. Oh, he abundantly blessed him. And what did he say? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And a sinner says, and there I long to be. Yes, I cannot think of the verse. Perhaps you know it better than I do. But I know my late dear mother, for the last year or two, she would often say, and quote that to us, and there I long to be. Yes, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing to him that died to save. But my God shall. See, there's this shall. It's positive. Paul believed it. Yes, that you and I may take it home and think about it, meditate on it, pray about it. My God shall supply all your need. Oh, when we come to the end of life journey, that we may, as often being said, given dying grace in the dying hour, my God shall supply all your need.
God willing, Mr. Pickett is expected to preach on Friday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1065. 1065. O thou from whom all goodness flows, I lift my heart to thee. In all my sorrows, conflicts, woes, Jesus, remember me. Hymn 1065.
Dear Lord, in thy love and mercy, do remember us each. Without favour that thou bearest to thy people and thy children, that we may each join thee at last in glory, when the work of grace is done. Oh, to be with Christ, which is far better. Lord, take us each home now to a respective place of abode in peace and safety. Watch over us, we pray. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us each, now and always. Amen.